You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
You see, it's the shock of obviously being on Sound and Nick's Vision Volume 8 that actually just meant that he couldn't leave his hat on anymore. Joe Cocker launched us with the show there, and bang, he goes, as if by magic. From the movie 9 1/2 Weeks, if I recall, featuring Kim Basinger and a certain Mickey Rourke. But of course, that's probably before, well, certainly before Chloe Baker was born. Welcome back, Chloe. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Charlotte.
You ever seen 9 1/2 Weeks? No, don't answer that question. And of course, we've got Sue Royce, who again, probably never seen 9 1/2 Weeks. That's not what I'm referring
to. No, but I have seen the full Monty and the version with Tom Jones.
There we are, you see. But it was Joe Cocker, our Sheffield man, as opposed to our Welsh man, who launched Volume 8 of Sound and Nick's Vision with the legend that is Nick Elliott.
Hello, Alex.
There we are, you see, Nick, in full force here. And what treats we've got in store for you today, we don't normally use a menu. We like to people encounter them in all sorts of ways. But coming up, Cat Stevens, Billy Joel, Uriah Heep, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Thin Lizzy, just some of the golden nuggets that you've actually put together in this sensational programme, which, of course, is Sound and Nick's Vision of Volume 8. We move to a young lady who I think sounds a little bit like Janis Joplin, but I could be wrong in that particular aspect, but it's a newbie, relative newbie, Joanne Shaw Taylor, The Dirty Truth. The Dirty Truth.
Fantastic.
The name of the album. You haven't gone for the single Wicked Soul, though. You've gone for something which would actually make you very dirty.
Mud Honey.
Starting Sound and Nick's Vision off with the second track being a tribute to Tiger Feet. Or was that Dynamite? Only kidding, Mud. Yeah, so tell us about Joanne Shaw Taylor, please, Nick Elliott.
Joanne Shaw Taylor, fantastic performer. I had the pleasure of meeting her and did a little bit of stuff with her last December. I'd been kind of trying to get an opportunity to catch up with her for a long, long time. Relatively new onto the circuit over the last kind of 5 or 6 years, really. But if you like raw blues, played extremely well, and a great night out, check out a Joanne Shaw Taylor gig. You won't be disappointed.
Star Spotlight could be companion piece to Cameron Tilbury's choice of star selections as well.
Could be.
Yeah. Chloe, what did you make of JST, Joanne Shaw Taylor?
Good, I liked it.
And I suspect that Sue Royce, that was the first time you'd heard Mud Honey.
It is, yes, and I really liked it. She's got one of those quite a unique voice, a sound, very similar to Tina Turner and the Elkie Brooksy type rawness about it.
I suggest Janis Joplin. I think you've also got a bit of, as you said, Tina Turner that's actually in there. But she is, of course, Joanne Shaw Taylor, JST, with The Dirty Truth, which is offering a free download of Wicked Soul, actually, if you go to her website, joanneshawtaylor.com. Bit of cross-promotion there, courtesy of Sound and Nick's Vision. Of course, Nick Elliott in the chair, and we've gone to Yousef Islam for the next soul to come up with. So share with us, why have we gone for this? Are you feeling mellow?
Well, it's quite a memory kind of jerking track, this. Father and Son, I think this guy was such a lyricist, such a fantastic composer, and there weren't a lot that he did that wasn't extremely good.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. It's fine with me, 'cause
'cause I bet it's lying. I don't care if it's Chinatown or on Riverside. I don't have any reason. I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. River line, 'cause I'm in a New York state of.
Very mellow choice there, Nick, in terms of rockability. And your second Billy Joel consecutive. We had Billy Joel in Volume 7, Billy Joel in Volume 8. Are we getting a Billy Joel strand emerging?
I'm always been a big fan. But as I said in Volume 7, that memories of first time I was in Nashville, I listened to a lot of Billy Joel out there.
But he's singing about a New York state of mind. Why would he sing about
that? I know he is.
In Nashville?
But no, it's just the whole kind of US thing, whole American vibe going on, you know.
In which case, you should have Kojak in there, obviously.
Well, you could.
And making the series once again, and I gather Vin Diesel is actually up to
really?
Telly Savalas' role as Theo.
Goodness
Kojak.
Me.
Who loves you, baby? As Nick, you might have once said, or not, as the case may be. Depending on whether, of course, you had lollipops. Let's not go down the lollipop route. Sue, what did you make of Billy Joel in New York State of Mind?
Oh, I always like Billy Joel rather than like Nick.
You are the Christy Blink. You are the Christy
Brinkley.
Brinkley, indeed, to Dylan's Billy Joel. Really.
Yes.
In fact, Dylan's probably the same height as Billy Joel, actually, I think.
Maybe, yes. He's not very much taller than me, and I'm only 5'4".
Height of the average piano.
Dylan Royce and Billy Joel, you know, twins separated at birth.
Yeah.
Well, probably didn't expect that number when he was broadcasting at BBC Lincolnshire.
No.
But still, there we are. And Chloe, did you enjoy William?
Yes.
Good. So on to Uriah Heep, H-E-E-P. And nothing to do with Fleetwood Mac, this, but still the title is the same.
Indeed.
Well, would you like to introduce it?
It's Gypsy.
Gypsy Queen, she told me, hold on. Father was the leading man, said you're the man that he'll understand.
Thought he was going to try and beat the lovely Day Bill Withers number there in terms of longestly held note. Chloe Baker, what did you make of Uriah Heep?
Rocky.
Sue's left the studio. That says it all in so many ways. But you know,
can't understand it.
Yep. Have you worked with Uriah before?
I have, actually. So yeah, recently. It was a couple of years back. Mm-hmm.
And as a band, are they in good form?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. Class band.
Talking about big time, of course.
One of the great classic rock bands.
I would appreciate that. I mean, I must admit, I was aware of them, but not to the extent of saying, oh, I must sort of find out about the whole sort of thing. But it's good. And Gypsy, obviously, in full force there.
Definitely from more the 70s period.
Let's move on to another big feature, which is, of course, the Size Matters exhibition, which is now, you know, it's over a month since it was actually held.
Is it really? God, it flies by when you're having fun.
So heading on from that point of view, likely to go on tour, but is it a case of watch the website and space to actually find out?
Yeah, I mean, there's dates to be announced and exactly where these venues are going to be, but it is going to tour. That is definite. And we're hoping to get another show in before the end of the year.
And obviously, in Size Matters, you had another event going on at the same time. Is the intention to actually have other artists performing, other musicians performing? Will it just be a case of, no, it's going to be a straight photographic exhibition with music piped in? Any thoughts on that one?
Well, there's room for the thing to swell, to be honest. It was initially designed as quite a big project, you know. That the thing would become just a show on its own, and, you know, we'd go into various different festivals or different kind of events as we did for Pageant of Power, which was 70,000, the show showcased to on the first.
Did you get a chance
weekend
to deal with any of the motor things that were actually out there, or did you just say, no, I've got to sort out my big canvases?
Well, we obviously the PR side of things was busy for me over the weekend, and to be honest, I only caught up with one or two things from the motorsport part of it over the whole weekend. I just didn't have the time, but I did kind of tread in a special place,
Nick,
for me.
You are, according to Chateau de Carasse, one of the world's most revered rock photographers.
It has been said.
People who actually sort of have followed the original Bucks Briney have been known to worship at the sight of Nick Elliott. I just wanted to put that in there because it's our pride and joy. Stevie Ray Vaughan, why have we gone for that one?
I just love this guy. Love the whole thing of the American kind of blues vibe that he was, unfortunately, now dead, which is a bit of a shame. But
the blues people are. That's why they were singing them.
Yeah.
In terms of Chloe Baker, obviously related to not related to Chet Baker, etc. But have you encountered Stevie Ray Vaughan before?
I haven't.
Well, prepare to be amazed. And Sue's returned, so it's all good.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM 107.3 in Lincoln.
Yeah, well, Zane obviously has left Radio 1 now to look after all sorts of other things. If he had any sense, he'd be looking after sound and Nick's vision. But that's to come in Zane's career. Perhaps he can only hopefully aspire to such like stuff.
Look into the higher end.
From Stevie Ray Vaughan, what did we make of that? Sue Rice.
I liked it. It had sort of, you know, undertones of Little Red Rooster. And yeah, I liked it a lot.
Chloe, I believe, thought it might be a little bit Heartbreak Hotel-y.
Yeah, I did. I liked it.
There we are. So thumbs up for that. And back to Fiddle Linnet and Gary Moore, of course, and others in that band called Tin Lizzy.
Yeah,
exactly. Why have you gone for the rocker? Is it something which epitomises Nick Elliott, rock photographer, or is it indeed a secret homage to a volcanologist?
I think it would be, yeah, one of my tracks, without a doubt. Kind of sums up a lot about what I'm about. But I bought the single, 7-inch single, 1973. Fantastic. And never thought the time.
Was it to celebrate the marriage of Princess Anne and Captain Mark Phillips?
No, not at all. No.
Power cuts?
No, I just baked a cake for that event.
You could bake a cake with or without electricity, because we'd have a 3-day week and power cuts in 73.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I do recall that, yeah.
Happy days.
No gas. Excellent. No nothing.
Yeah. And
happy days.
Made us the people we are today,
didn't indeed. We'll be right back.
very exciting, one might well say. Oh, then again, perhaps not. The Rocker, Chloe Baker, did it rock your boat?
It did.
It's all thumbs up, isn't it, so far? No,
it is.
Turned around and said, well, rubbish. And Sue?
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
All right.
In a good all way.
Right. Realise Nick Elliott sweats blood to all put right. this whole thing together. Exactly. No whiskey me. In the jar for Sue.
No, nothing in the jar for Sue after that comment.
No whiskey in the handbags, you know, that the poor old souls worked rag. So hard to bear. Exactly. Stereophonics, I don't actually think, came up to the level.
No.
And, you know, any man who can actually sort of marry somebody who's 26 years younger than him, it's all got by my book. You know,
he's a tinker, isn't he?
Rod Stewart has always been.
Still
you know?
Got it.
Exactly. So why have we gone for Rod and the original handbags and glad rags?
I love this album, the unplugged version, and the album that he did. I'm just a massive Rod Stewart fan. Oh, just yeah. I loved his early stuff.
Likes
and this
as
track,
well, of course.
I think he does.
Yeah, that's it.
I couldn't say.
Oof, it's a thought. Take it away, Rodney. With or without the Scottish Saltire.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road trying to make the other side? Ever seen a young girl growing old trying to make herself a bride? So what becomes of you, my your granddad had to sweat so you could buy? They told me you missed school today, so I'd suggest you just throw them all away. The handbags and the glad rags that your poor old granddad had to sweat to buy.
Not so much a popular music song, more a kind of lyrical tribute to the vagaries of youth, I think.
Yeah, written by Mark Darbo.
Of course, yes.
Manfred Manfred.
Connected, of course, I think loosely to Marion Darbo, who ended up marrying Hugh Hudson, who directed Chariots of Fire. Whereas
really?
Marion, of course, took part in The Living Daylights, even though Hugh Hudson had actually sort of rejected her in an earlier role that she applied for.
Goodness me.
What's your handbags and glad rights? Frankly, it's really nothing.
The rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. Oh, the rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. And everybody's got to live their life.
Is murder. Anyway, the Smiths.
I
William.
Love the Smiths.
Is it Morrissey and his quaint
no,
ways,
it, no,
or is
it just,
Johnny Marr?
It was, well, I think probably Johnny, but just what they'd really got going on at the time. And it's funny because now they're mega big, but they weren't in their time.
Well,
They were quite a cult band.
If you're in Manchester, you followed the South.
Up there it was. Yeah.
Well before you actually got into
but
Happy
not
Mondays.
Into the South. Not in the South.
And said Sean Ryder obviously secretly wanted to be a Smith. By me, anyway. Maybe not anybody else. have a happy Monday. Sue, what did you make of...
I love the Smiths. Nick's quite right. They were really influential on some really good bands. Certainly Oasis quote the Smiths as being one of their major influences.
And the Beatles, of course, in Oasis's case.
Yes.
As John Lennon, I know Paul McCartney actually once said that they always wanted to be the Beatles and almost became them. Chloe, what did you make of the Smiths?
Yeah, I love the Smiths. They've got such an iconic sound, I think.
Very good. Good choice of phrase there. Iconic sound. Taking us neatly around to Aerosmith. Going down, brackets, love in an elevator. I never thought I'd say that, but Chloe, you've gone for Aerosmith because it's your last studio show for a wee while.
It is.
And as Nick said... Steve is in full force, is he not?
He's oh, God, yeah. I'm a huge Aerosmith fan. It is the one band that I would really like to do some stuff with. But he released his new single yesterday on the country label he's signed to. He's just done a country album. And I saw the VT, and it is fantastic.
But Chloe's more interested in the elevator thing, isn't that right?
This was fantastic too.
Floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
Of an elevator, probably a Dubai elevator, I would have thought, actually, in terms of the size of the elevator, to actually get up to that level. Amazing. Maybe it's just going down. Aerosmith, and as selected by Chloe Baker on Sound and Nick's Vision, going down, brackets, love in an elevator. Take us neatly around to those Geordie friends, of course, that you've introduced us to in the past before. Thank you very much. Finish with a drum roll, but perhaps not. Anyway, Dire Straits.
Dire Straits.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold.
Into the production. Actually, we've done very well for Volume 8 of Sound and Nick's Vision, focusing on the delights of Joe Cocker, Joanne Shaw Taylor, Cat Stevens, Billy Joel, Uriah Heep, Stevie Ray Vaughan, The Smiths, Thin Lizzy, and Rod Stewart. And we've still got to squeeze in a little touch of The Small Faces to wrap up Volume 8 of Sound and Nick's Vision. How can people get in touch with you, Nick, if they've got their own choice?
Website. Like,
yeah, exactly. And if they desperately want to have a little bit of Baccarat, yes, so I can boogie, or indeed other classics from the 70s. You know, Wired for Sound, perhaps, with a Cliff Richard from the 80s. How can they reach you?
Well, if they want to talk about that, ring someone else. Otherwise, they can go to my website, which is nickelliott.eu, or just Google and do the old Twitter, Facebook routine.
And that's the message that we'd like to send across the airwaves, and indeed, as this is being transmitted, to Venus and Mars as well, as it goes across the galaxy and such like. It's the thing, of course, with radio. You can send the signals out there, and it's reaching Alpha Centauri. Have you enjoyed your Volume 8 of Sound and X-Vision, Chloe Baker?
I have, and I'm sad that it's more than likely my last.
No. You can always get the journey from Norwich, even if you have to hitch a lift with Kat, you know? There is that thought. I'm sure you'll return, even if it's only a telephonic link. And Sue?
As always, an educational pleasure, never a chore.
There we are, that's it. We wrap up with the band that eventually backed Rod Stewart, so keeping that together in their own way, because you know, it was in many ways Rod Stewart and the Small Faces, Ronnie Wood, et al. Not talking about Ichiku Park, but something completely different. Nick, would you like to introduce the outro for today?
That's Tin Soldier.
Say bye-bye, Nick.
Bye-bye, Nick.
Say bye-bye, Chloe.
Bye, Chloe.
Say bye-bye, Sue.
Bye.